Hey there, this is Jeff from jeffmobile.com. Today I'm going to talk about the movie Titanic, which I just came back from seeing. We went to suburbs of Vancouver to see this movie in IMAX 3D, which is quite a nice experience. The IMAX screen is a lot bigger than normal movie theater screens, and the seats are really comfortable. They're some kind of fake leather that you can actually recline, and it feels really nice, comfortable in those seats. Anyways, it's a really interesting movie. I did not see the movie Titanic when it came out in, I think it was 1997. I was in grade 11 at the time. I wasn't going to a lot of movies at the time, so I kind of missed it at that point, but it was one of the most successful movies of all time in terms of blockbuster hits at the time it came out in 1997. And every year, as the day the Titanic sank comes around, everyone talks about the Titanic, especially this year, which was the, I believe, 100 year anniversary of the Titanic sinking. So James Cameron, the famous director who directed Titanic, came out with a 3D re-release, remaster of the Titanic film, showing in theaters worldwide, attracting a new audience. I heard that the movie is actually shown in China, but they had to censor some of the scenes. One scene where there's a bit of nudity, at least the upper part of nudity of a woman's body, that had to be censored in China. And the reasons why, they say in the news that it was censored, because they were worried that some people in the audience would reach out in the 3D to touch this filmed breast of Kate Winslet. But so they didn't want to disturb the other people watching the movie, so they censored that whole scene. I guess it is a bit racy, especially since the government has the ability to watch over what citizens see. They want to eliminate that scene from the movie. In any case, I really recommend, if you haven't seen Titanic, even if you did see it in 1997, it's worth looking at what they've done with it. They've made it mostly 3D the whole way through. They've, of course, enhanced it for the large screen and made it just seem a lot more like life. It's still really exciting. They've done the sound master in the new, I guess, the Dolby or whatever they do with IMAX, the really surround sound mix, really great. And of course, what can I say about the acting? It was, you don't see acting like that now, I guess you do, but the acting is really good in the movie. And the characters, the actors are beautiful, they're young. Kate Winslet is wonderful. She's actually was criticized for being a little bit larger than the typical model or actress of that time, but I think someone was saying she was a size 4, I don't know what it was, but anyway, she looks great in the movie, and now she says that famously that she's gotten thinner and Leonardo DiCaprio has gotten fatter, at least a little bit. He was 21 when this is filmed, and he was one of the main reasons why so many girls and women went back to see this movie multiple times, because he's kind of the ultimate hero, the ultimate heartthrob, in one of his peaks of his beauty, I guess you could say, of that age. So is Kate Winslet, though. She's really beautiful. And this movie is a stunning example of how young actors can really hold a movie together and make it such a must-see for so many people at that time. And today, too, a new generation of people are growing up to idolize over these characters and this romantic story, also very tragic, of course, because we all know what happens with the Titanic. I'm not going to give it away if you haven't seen it. In grade 9, I actually studied the Titanic movie, the Titanic story. We read some of the original books about it. We had to do our own writing, essays and fiction based on the Titanic story. I remember writing some kind of like a drama or a screenplay about Titanic. And it's one of those stories that anyone can really identify with because it's so universal in terms of the themes in it. Of course, facing death and tragedy, and also the whole interesting conflicts between classes and races, and mostly classes, I guess, in this movie. Whereas the second class, third class people in the steerage are not even allowed up onto the lifeboats until it's basically too late. So it's pretty one of those class conflicts that is pretty interesting. One of the most kind of popular things about that movie is the because of the struggle between the classes and how the young man character is from a traveling artist kind of character who doesn't have very much money, whereas where the woman is from a much differing background. She's very, very wealthy background. Although she has her own yearning to do something more with her life than just be a rich socialite. But before I give away the whole movie, I would like to stop now and recommend watching Titanic for experiencing a really great movie that is almost perfect in so many ways in terms of the story, the epicness, and the overall execution of this movie is really flawless. Of course, if you go online, you can find lots of little missteps like continuity problems and little problems where people have studied this movie to death and found all the little errors or omissions or details. But in terms of an overall effect, I think it's fantastic. I highly recommend seeing the movie Titanic by James Cameron, and of course starring Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, and all the other great actors and actresses who did this fantastic movie. Okay, so that's all from Jeff Mobile. Hope you'll check out more videos on my channel. And of course, with these videos, you don't have to watch me the whole time. You can always just leave me talking in the background while you're doing other things. So I know they go on a bit long sometimes, but I do like talking a lot and sharing my thoughts with you guys. So yeah, if you have any comments on Titanic or other favorite movies or any particular scenes from the movie you find interesting or anything to do with Titanic, please leave your comments below and I'd be happy to talk to you on comments about what you think about Titanic. Do you think it's a good movie or is one of those overhyped movies that really doesn't deserve the praise? Well, I think it does deserve the praise. I don't think Avatar comes close to what Titanic achieved. I saw Avatar, I wasn't really wowed away by it, but some people say James Cameron did another Titanic with Avatar. At least in terms of the box office, it did break the Titanic records, of course. They didn't really look at the amount of inflation in movie tickets since then. Talk to you later. Bye.